I'm Tommy McNeil. The ruling party candidate in a rerun of Istanbul's mayoral election has conceded defeat to opposition candidate Ekrem İmamoğlu. Sunday's vote was held because election authorities annulled the initial historic election victory in March on a technicality after President Recep Tayyip Erdogan disputed the defeat of his candidate. Electoral authorities rejected the ruling party's claims of voting fraud, but ordered a revote after ruling a number of election officials were ineligible. In a sign of the importance of Sunday's election, voting was brisk from the moment the polls opened. Istanbul is Erdogan's home city and has been his power base for 25 years. Since his rise to power started as the city's mayor, the city accounts for a third of Turkey's economy and nearly half the taxation, and the mayorship is widely seen as Turkey's most important political prize after the presidency. U.S. President Donald Trump has backed down on his threat of military retaliation on Iran, but now says he will introduce new economic sanctions on Monday. He told NBC's Meet the Press show that if the U.S. went to war with Iran, it would be obliteration like people have never seen before, but he said he is not interested in doing that. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke to reporters about the issue Sunday before leaving on a trip to the Middle East. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer also talked to reporters Sunday, and he expressed concern that the escalation of tensions with Iran could result in a war that no one really wants. Again, U.S. President Trump backing down from his threat of military retaliation on Iran. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Members of Sudan's protest movement say that they have accepted an Ethiopian roadmap for civilian-led transitional